I promised Sam some kind of holiday for some time now. But, as it always turns out, I never quite managed to fulfil my promise. Still, at the present time, I was determined to take Sam to the planet Ormelia. But as usual, I was having some trouble. Come on, come on! Why do you keep on doing that, eh? It's lucky Sam's fast asleep in her room, old girl, otherwise you would be witnessing a good bit of old-fashioned human exasperation. Luckily, something that I am above. Or at least you better hope I am. Well, what was that in aid of, I wonder? TARDIS had landed without having any coordinates set. In fact, it had repeatedly refused to accept the coordinates that I'd set, especially for the ones regarding Ormelia. Thank you very much. Just what I needed. A fifth-class compartment in a space cargo liner. I'd been hoping for a miracle, but no, this wasn't Ormelia. There wasn't a sign of the brilliant golden sky or the gently undulating pale green sea. Instead, the TARDIS had apparently yet again displayed its penchant for the grimy, the odious, and no doubt, the dangerous. Yes, this seems to be some kind of loading bay. Cranes up there, deck hatches there, and... deck hatches? Oh, no! Oh, bother! Unfortunately, the TARDIS had landed on a deck hatch, one which had just decided to open. I wonder if that woke up Sam. Of course, the TARDIS is technically indestructible. Technically. That was the word they used in the manual. It's at times like this I start to worry about that word, technically. I resolved myself to finding someone in authority. From past experience, I knew I might be letting myself in for accusations, incarcerations, or possibly something a little more terminal. But I didn't have really much choice. What's that? Hello? Hello? Look, I'm sorry if I offended you. For a moment, I thought I'd glimpsed a figure, but now there was nothing there. Well, I hope the rest of the crew are a little more helpful. Right, here we go. Now, if I put these chalk marks across the wall, I shouldn't get lost. The ship, if it was a ship, was depressingly large and seemingly empty. Certainly there was no sign of care or attention given to the most accessible parts of the architecture. It was all covered in a sort of smoky grime, which seemed to get thicker as I pressed on into the ship. Oh, dear. Someone's left the toast on by the smell of it. Oh, dear. Right. Oh, this is getting me nowhere. I reckon the architect gave up on this place, too. Looks unfinished. Iron girders and scaffolding. I don't know. What? So I didn't imagine it. There is someone aboard the ship. Let's hope they're a little more accessible this time. Let's see. It's coming from behind this door. Right.
Ah, crescent doors on the blink again.
Huh? Oh, hello.
You opened door?
Yes, I did. You didn't worry about it being faulty. It works fine. Could do with a bit of a clean, though.
Ah, clean. Ah, who are you?
I'm the Doctor. Who are you?
Hildebrandt. Captain Hildebrandt.
Oh, a captain? Well, if you're a captain, then what are you doing...
In the boiler room?
Oh, well, yes.
A snob. Why shouldn't I be here? I like it here, don't I, my darlings?
Who?
The boilers, my companions.
Oh, yeah, yes, well, anyway, Captain Hildebrandt.
You do not believe I am a captain, do you?
Oh, well, far be for me to...
Maybe because I am so big and ugly.
Oh, no, I mean, I...
And smelly.
Well, I,
But so what? I am captain. I fade when I say so.
Oh, of course, yes. Mm-hmm, yes.
Why are you here?
You
better not have come to blow me up.
Plug it. Why would I want to do that?
People do. They come here. Hide away. Try to throw spanners in works. I throw them in works one day.
Why?
Because I don't like them.
No. I mean, why do they want to blow you up?
Huh? They are official. I live here. I pay no tax. No nothing. They don't like that.
I see. It does seem a bit extreme, though, to want to blow you up. You don't harm anyone, do you?
Me? No trouble to anyone. No problem.
Good. Well, I'm not here to blow you up. I'm actually here by accident. I was just getting my bearings when one of your deck hatches opened. And my ship disappeared into your hold.
That isn't good news for you.
I know. That's why I was wondering...
You don't understand. Deck hatches lead to furnace.
Furnace? Oh, well, it should be all right. The TARDIS is indestructible, technically.
Nothing that indestructible.
Oh, I think it is. But I wouldn't like to live in this furnace for too long. You see, I've got a friend in my ship. I'm hoping she's still asleep.
My friend, Doctor.
Please, if you just give me a couple of your crew to...
Crew? There's no crew. Just my darlings and me.
But when I came out of my ship, I thought I saw...
All right. Pressure's okay here. So I'll help you. Take you to furnace. But listen, don't raise any hopes.
Was bowled over by the TARDIS. He did comment that it was a mite too clean for his liking, but he admired the technology. In fact, technology, gadgetry and engineering of all kinds was a bit of an obsession with him. Now, I admit that I have more than a passing interest in all things technical, but bipolar vectoring modular flange jets and tunnel boosters seem to be the only sort of thing that Vilgeth lived for. Apparently, he'd salvaged his ship, which, in confirmation with my suspicions, was enormous, and he wandered around the galaxy in it ever since. But it was the propulsion system which intrigued me. Did you know I had some?
You had some? I had some. I was inviting you to the bridge.
You mean you're a tea drinker?
Of course.
That's incredible. I mean, yes, yes, I accept, of course. But I have a few checks to finish here.
No problem. I'll go make tea. You finish up here. I'll see you on the bridge.
But how do I get to the bridge? I mean...
Take the first lift you come to.
Right.
Can't miss it.
All right. Thanks very much.
You know, you're lucky.
Why?
Your lucky old TARDIS here is special stuff. Just before you came, I find half-melted spaceship in furnace.
Really? I hope there's nobody in it.
No, no bodies in it. Just a drifter. Must have stuck to the hull, then fallen down a waste chute.
Oh.
Still, you lucky.
Yes, yes.
See you for tea.
All right, well, bye-bye then. There was only the slightest of scorching in some of the outer shell. But otherwise, the TARDIS was fine. So I set off for the bridge. What's that? Hello? Hello? Hello?